Maryland's News now on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
I'm going to be working with Congress. We have sent up a draft authorization. We're going to be asking for hearings and a prompt vote, and I'm very appreciative that everybody here has already begun to schedule hearings and intends to take a vote as soon as all of Congress comes back early next week.
That was President Obama after meeting with top congressional Democrats today, top Republican lawmakers also supporting the president's call to action against Syria. This afternoon, Secretary of State John Kerry and Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel also making the case before a Senate committee. CBS News correspondent on Capitol Hill, Cammie McCormick, joins us now to talk more about what's happening this afternoon. Cammie, thanks so much for being with us.
Hello.
And there's a lot happening.
There is quite a bit happening today.
Yeah, so let's talk about where we are now. We've got Chuck Hagel, we've got John Kerry, we've got General Dempsey all meeting before the Senate committee and taking questions at this moment.
Right, and they are meeting in an open public session. So we're not hearing a lot of details that we haven't heard before, but there are some more classified sessions that will be closed to the public that are coming up, including one this afternoon. A lot of the questions, in fact, that we're hearing at this Senate hearing, these three officials are waving off because they would rather talk about these things behind closed doors. The one little bit of news that we've gotten so far came from Joint Chiefs Chairman General Martin Dempsey. A lot of lawmakers are pressing the Obama administration to actually go beyond what they're calling for, which is the Obama administration wants limited strikes in response to this chemical weapons attack. Lawmakers want more than that. They want to change the way this war is going. And when General Dempsey was pressed just a few minutes ago by Chairman Robert Menendez about whether or not these strikes won't be so limited they wouldn't accomplish anything else, Dempsey actually seemed to indicate that they would accomplish more. So if we get anything out of this hearing, that might be what it is.
That is interesting. And yet on the flip side, Secretary of State Kerry was very quick to say and to, in his words, I guess, assure the American people that we're not going to war.
Right. And there are no boots on the ground. I mean, that's an argument that's come up time and time again, because we often hear how the American public is so tired of war after years in Iraq and Afghanistan. They don't have much taste for going into especially another Middle East conflict. And the U.S. military obviously facing very severe budget restraints, and some of the training has been affected. Obviously, there are a lot of military leaders that are not very anxious to go to war either, so they're making that point over and over again.
Yeah, and Cammie, I think there was even a new CBS poll just this morning that showed 48% of Americans oppose a U.S. attack in Syria today.
Right. So what the administration is trying to do here is to convince the American public that we're not going to war, and at the same time also convince the American public and lawmakers that these few strikes would accomplish more than just taking out, let's say, one chemical weapons facility.
You mentioned that the hearing that's going on right now is open, and I guess that was really driven home to anyone who was watching or listening because we had a couple protesters.
Right. The Code Pink, these are a lot of the protesters we see at hearings like this. And Secretary Kerry actually stopped at one point and mentioned the first time he appeared before this committee as a young man, a Vietnam War veteran, and he felt the same way as many of these protesters. So there are not many of them in this galley, but obviously we were expecting to hear some protest out
of it. Yeah, do you think showing some empathy for them diffused them somewhat?
I don't know. It's hard to say. I think probably the arguments that they're making right now about how limited this military action will be probably will go just as far.
And of course, the other issue today, and I don't know how much of an issue it will be in the long run, is the UN is really kind of indicating that the U.S. cannot operate on its own in this case.
Right, and the Obama administration has made it very clear that it is not going to wait for the UN, and including Secretary of State Kerry has made this argument. Kerry's main argument is the UN chemical weapons inspectors who were in Syria, they don't have a mandate to declare who actually staged this chemical weapons attack. And so basically he's saying that their whole investigation has nothing. Someone has got to be punished in this, and it will be up to the United States to either act unilaterally or to act with its allies.
All right. CBS News correspondent on Capitol Hill, Cammie McCormick, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.